Our next guest is the one and
facial
only.
Facial depression, actually.
Sportsnet 960 online web editor. This is where you find 19 spelling mistakes on the website, but nonetheless, he joins us right now on the Atlas B10 Sports Bar guest hotline. Mr. Tamayama, what's going on?
Oh, not much. I actually have to wear a suit and dress pants for the first time in a while because it's got the Wisewood athletic banquet, so gotta look sharp for this event. So yeah, it's a exciting day, that's for sure.
Must not have been a busy day for you since you called in about 45 minutes ago.
And I kept hanging up on your poor producer too, but I'm good now. So it's an exciting day all around. I'm glad to see you're doing well too, Logan.
What kind of tie we got tonight? What color?
Blue. It probably should be red.
It should be maroon. Cool. What is wrong with you?
But I'm limited on the.
Hi, I'm here representing Diefenbaker. I'm wearing blue. Yeah.
For Pat Steinberg.
Steinberg gave you that tie?
I am wearing his socks, though. You know those socks like with his face.
Remember
on
the
it?
Socks?
I am wearing those right now. So
are those your lucky socks?
I think those are blue too. Are they not?
No, they're red. Okay. They're red. Boomers are blue. So.
Well, now you got red socks and a blue tie. Not a good mix, man. What's wrong with you?
The black shoes. So they'll cover it up.
Black belt?
Black belt, yeah.
Okay, well, it's somewhat respectable. It's fine. That's where you're going tonight. Last night, though, it was game number three. The series has been going for 3 weeks, but they just got to game three. The NBA Finals continued. And it's been one of those playoff runs for the Celtics. Not only have they won a lot on the road, Jordan, but I believe after last night's victory, they are 7-0 following a defeat in these playoffs this year. The Boston Celtics are proving to be 100% legit.
It's me.
Easy. Is that you? Scared me. No, sorry. I was just going to say they're proving to be a real legit team. And I think going into this series, many thought the Warriors were going to blow them out in four straight, but all of a sudden it's a 2-1 Boston Celtics lead.
Yeah, they've proven to be obviously really resilient. And I think the biggest thing for them is when they do play poorly the game before, their star players show up. And that's what happened with Tatum and Brown and Marcus Smart. They all scored over 20 points. Tatum and Brown played over 40 minutes. So I think they do what a lot of good teams do, and they rely on their big guys, and their big guys play like stars. And that's Tatum's obviously proven to be a superstar in this league. And if you rely on those guys and then the other team's best players, if only one or two show up, then they'll probably be in a good position for success. And I think also some of their role players obviously are playing really well, including Al Horford, who – OKC told him not even to play for them, and he came back and signed with them and proving to be a really key role player. So resilience and star players playing like stars, and that's usually a good combination.
And, of course, the big story now, and it sounds like there was some good news post-game and even today, but a lot of people now wondering the status of Steph Curry.
Yeah, he's got that ankle issue or leg issue. I said it's the same injury that actually happened against the Celtics near the end of the season. So, and he was out for a while when that happened, but NBA finals are a different monster, more pressure and more pressure to play, and they need him. He scored 31 points and was pretty dominant, but still it wasn't enough. And that injury could be pretty crucial, especially if Draymond Green plays how he played last night. He had like a triple single, 2 points, more fouls than points. And they need him to step up because he's obviously part of their big three. And if he doesn't play well and he's not playing defense, then they're in a lot of trouble. So I know Green has that rivalry right now with the Celtics fans, but they need him to play way better. And if Steph is limited, then they need some of their depth to show up. Like Andrew Wiggins had 18 points, but you need more from Jordan Poole, Otto Porter, maybe Gary Payton. So if he's injured, you need more help. And he hasn't really got that. Klay Thompson had 25, but it doesn't really matter if you lose. So Steph Curry needs more help, and injury definitely won't do that. But I hope he's healthy because he makes the game way better. And if he's not healthy, then the series could be in trouble if you're a Warriors fan.
I don't know what you're talking about when you talk about the fans. I didn't see nothing on that.
Yeah, it was a bit weird. Like, obviously, Draymond has his podcast, and he's never one to be shy about his
opinions. He's not shy. He's not, and nor does he. Nor does he lack confidence. So, no. Yeah, it all started here last night. And then, of course, you had this, too. And they were saying things that we can't repeat on radio as well. It was quite a rivalry, and I don't know if that played into it. I think Draymond said post-game he played like shirt, and it had nothing to do with the fans. He usually feeds off of that stuff, but no question that's going to be a storyline heading into Game 4.
Yeah, for sure, and like I said, yeah, like you said too, he doesn't shy away from it. He likes to bring out himself, but that's kind of how he's played his whole career. And he's a future Hall of Famer. He's won rings, All-Star, gold medal, all that. So I don't think this environment really affects him too much. I think it will only motivate him. But if you're going to talk all that smack, then you need to back it up too. He didn't do it last night. But just judging how their championship battled and all that, I think he responds. But yeah, that's it just makes the series way better. If it's not a rivalry, then it's not that fun. So I'm glad that we have a little bit of spice in this matchup.
That's a 2-1 series lead for the Boston Celtics heading into Game 4. Jordan Tomiyama is our guest here on the Big Show, Sportsnet 960 The Fan. I think you mentioned the big guys for Boston all had very good games in Game 3. What about in terms of things or storylines you had going into this series? Where were you at on, you know, really all playoff? He's been a big part of it, but Al Horford's been about as big an X factor as you can get if you're the Boston Celtics.
Yeah, he's kind of done everything that they need him to do. He can rebound, he can hit shots, and he can play multiple positions. And when he did come back, he didn't really know how much he had left in the tank, just judging how poorly it went in Philly and then not being asked to play and OKC, but he had 11 points, 8 rebounds, and 6 assists yesterday. If you're getting that from a guy who is basically on minimum salary and then just brought in to be a role player, then you're getting a lot more than you thought. And he's proven to be sometimes a matchup problem for the Warriors, especially if he can stretch the floor. And if a smaller guy is guarding him, he can just shoot over him. So he's been an awesome presence for the Celtics team. And if he keeps playing like this, he could be just one of those kind of playoff heroes or folk heroes that obviously not a star player, but he was a big part in getting another championship.
Now you look at the Golden State Warriors trailing in this series, a banged up Steph Curry, Draymond Green not having the same impact and certainly did not have a good Game 3. When you look at this Warriors team, who needs to step up? Who are you looking at to say, you know, if the Golden State Warriors are going to win an NBA title again, who do they need more from? Who do they need to step up and kind of contribute offensively in this series?
I think one of the bigger ones is Jordan Poole. Obviously, you can say Draymond, but he won't help like an insane amount on the offensive end. But offensively, you need more from Jordan Poole. He only had 10 points last night. He hasn't really caught a groove yet. He had kind of that outburst in Game 2 where he hit a few shots, but they need more from him. He's kind of their microwave guy who comes off the bench, can hit threes, a dynamic offensive player. But if you're only getting 10 points from him, it just puts so much more pressure on Steph Curry and Klay Thompson. So they need more than 10 points in 24 minutes. So he would be the guy at circle that you would definitely need for a guy to step up and be a better player.
You have any NBA Finals questions for Jordan?
I guess, are you a little concerned? I know the Celtics have done a pretty good job defensively, but we've seen sort of these bursts of offense the last two games for the Warriors. We know how dangerous they can be. I'm thinking of the third quarter last night, Jordan, where, you know, the Celtics kind of found themselves on their back foot and were letting the Warriors get a lot of these open looks. They're running those double screens, you know, which are dangerous enough when you've got shooters like that. But is that still a worry for you from Boston? Because it feels like the Warriors are doing a decent enough job getting their offensive points. They just haven't put it together for a full 60 or 45, I guess.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point. Like, the Warriors, they own that third quarter. Like, the plus-minus for them in this series has been insane. But I think they got it. The Celtics kind of have to do what they did yesterday. Obviously, you don't want to blow a 17-point lead. But if you can handle just those quick flurries of threes from whether it be Steph or Clay, and then just kind of take a punch and then just be able to battle back. But it's obviously every team's biggest fear when you play the Warriors, if they can sustain that third quarter, or if they can play at a high level for four quarters, because you're probably not stopping them. But yeah, that's the biggest thing, is just being able to handle those flurries. And I think it's a bit easier to do it at home than on the road, obviously. So I would be worried about if they can put that together for 40 minutes, but a lot of times, or 48 minutes, a lot of times that's not going to happen in a full game. So I think they've done a really good job. And if the Warriors kind of want a chance, they need to play way better defense, because giving up 116 points in the NBA Finals is definitely not the recipe for success. So Celtics, they just got to handle those flurries, and then they'll probably be hoisting another trophy.
Were you surprised to see Looney stapled to the bench as much as he was in the second half yesterday?
Yeah, it was a bit different, because he provides a lot. I know he was in foul trouble a little bit, but I think kind of when they caught on fire, and then maybe they're just rolling with what works. But Looney's kind of, he's been there through a lot with that team, and he kind of provides a stabilizing force on the front end. So that was, I guess maybe not shock's the right word, but just a bit different. But don't need him to be a rebounder. He grabs rebounds and he plays really well within that system. So yeah, he's an important player, but I'm sure they'll try and get him in key spots more than they did in game three.
Well, they kind of need his size, do they not? Like, they need obviously more production when him and Draymond are both on the floor, because they didn't do a lot of that in game three. But I would imagine, just especially when, you know, Boston has and can continue to roll out Horford and Williams, and that's been effective at different times, that's kind of Golden State's best response, is to put out Looney and perhaps Draymond. But if they're both going to be ineffective, it's kind of a moot point, eh?
Yeah, and especially with Robert Williams, that he's a big force, but even yesterday you saw they just throw a lob and he'd jump over Draymond and just grab him and put it in. So Looney's probably definitely not as athletic as Robert Williams, but yeah, you're right. They need him in rebounding, because Williams and Horford, they'll just clean up the glass. So we'll see how Steve Kerr implements Looney for game four.
Probably want to keep Steph away from the rim defensively as well, hey?
Yeah, and keep him away from Al Horford and Marcus Smart for diving at his ankles too. So yeah. We'll see how they bounce back. But yeah, Steph, if they can keep him, then kind of hit it on defense. But he's proven to be a good defender, but just putting him in less dangerous positions would help too.
I know you mentioned you'll be busy with Wisewood stuff tonight, but imagine you'll keep an eye on the Game 5 in the Eastern Conference Final, Tampa Bay, New York. Have you enjoyed that so far?
Yeah, it's been exciting. Obviously, the Rangers went up early and then Lightning bounced back, and they're just kind of like, I wouldn't say like, almost like a boogeyman team. Like, the Lightning, they're just going to always come back. And they got, obviously, championship players, and Vasilevskiy, it's just terrifying, especially when he's in a pressure spot. You're not going to beat him. And if I were to do any bets, probably I would take the under 5.5 tonight at -140. It's not the best odds, but the last three games have gone under. So, and I expect it to be another goaltending battle, and the Rangers have been really good at home. So I'll go with the under. And if you were getting a little more juicy, the exactly five goals is at +550. And the last games have all been either 3-2 or 4-1. So if you're looking for a bet, I'd go with that. The under at 5.5 and -140.
How confident are you in exactly five goals? Is that where you're putting your money?
Not insanely confident. Like if you throw like $5 or something, it'd be a good payout. So not like a big bet like Logan does. So, but I'd throw a little cash on it.
Yeah, Logan has about three zeros after that five. That's $5,000 on average on this game. What about in terms of the game result? Are you feeling Lightning or Rangers?
I think whoever wins this game probably wins the series. Obviously, that's not a hot take. But yeah,
breaking news is on. Breaking news.
I'll go with the Rangers, and then hopefully just see someone else in the finals. You know, they probably get destroyed by the Avs, but kind of it's good to see a different team in the finals. So I'll go with the Rangers.
And then finally, before we let you go, it is, of course, the home opener, season opener for the Calgary Stampeders. You're building off of or you're believing in a strong preseason as heading into tonight. And I'm not saying that jokingly. I know you're laughing, but no, I'm being dead serious. That 78 points in the preseason. I know that it's not everything. Starters don't play a ton. But you're believing in kind of what you saw, certainly on defense. And, you know, tonight it's certainly new. It's the first time the game actually counts on the year. But the Stamps favor by 3.5, and you're thinking they could cover that.
Yeah, I'll go with the Stamps. They're at home, -3.5, and I think they'll build off, like you said, two really good preseason games. And I think Bo Levi, it's a prove-it year for him. I know he took he restructured his salary and all that, but I think he bounces back, and I've kind of seen that the Alouettes, their QB situation, none of the QBs have really played that great. So I think the Stamps, they win this one by at least 4 points. So, and I will say I do have one shout out, and it's a friend of the show, Mike Lucas. I think he deserves a spot on the team, and not just because he keeps bugging me to come on my pool deck, but he's a good guy, and I think he deserves to be on a CFL team. So I'll go with the Stamps and then Lucas to get a job, hopefully.
I don't know who this Mike Lucas is, but that's fine. No, just kidding.
He can run really fast. So.
Just kidding, Kluke. He texted me the other day, and yeah, I'm with you there 100%. It would be nice to see him on a team, and, you know, don't like to see people get injured, but maybe some injuries will open up the door for Mike Klukas. Game one, week one, CFL season begins tonight as the Stampeders are at home to the Montreal Alouettes, and you couldn't have asked for a better night at McMahon as the weather is outstanding. Jordan, good stuff, man. Get a maroon tie and enjoy tonight.